We turn to the African continent, and a very good morning to Jean-Jacques Cornish. Jean-Jacques, bonjour.
Bonjour to you, Zane.
How are you, sir?
Tremendous, tremendous.
There we go. That's good. Jean-Jacques, turning to the African continent, Zambian anti-corruption protesters outwit riot police with a virtual demonstration. This is a new one.
There they were, the police, and we've seen them several times with the increasingly authoritarian administration in that country, in body armor, fully armed, waiting for these demonstrators who they'd sort of paged this anti-corruption demonstration and demonstration in favor of better governance, good governance. And there they were waiting to effectively crush that demonstration. And the demonstrators said, well, I think what we're going to do, everybody go, let's do this from the bush, was the phrase they used. And then they did this over the internet. And the people stayed home. But the 13 activists then live streamed a demonstration watched by more than 500,000 people while the police searched in vain for them. So interesting the way, I mean, a virtual demonstration and, you know, nobody hurt. Message made, a good thing, surely.
No disruption to traffic and no looting of stores and all of those things that normally go with the demonstration. Quite a clever idea because, you know, you sit there and you are on a virtual demonstration and the cops can't find you because, you know, they don't know where you are. So kudos up to those Zambian anti-corruption protesters.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Jean-Jacques, water is always a problem in Africa and especially in certain countries. But Ethiopia is to push ahead with the filling of the Blue Nile Dam despite the Egyptian and Sudanese protests.
Well, you know, they're supposed to be. They said they'd reach an agreement. The water affairs ministers of these three countries have been talking. But what we heard yesterday from the Ethiopians was that come July, they're going to fill that dam. I mean, this is the Blue Nile, which flows through Ethiopia and then meets the White Nile in Khartoum in Sudan. But, you know, so both Sudan and Egypt downstream, the riparian countries, believe that their water access is going to be severely restricted by this dam, and they're protesting. Egypt has brought in the Arab League to say, please don't do it, and they're trying to get the United Nations Security Council to do something about it. The United Nations Security Council has to decide whether this is a threat to peace, a threat to world peace, and that's the only reason that the Security Council can sit. So it gets complicated, and you know, we wait to see what's been happening. There's been this row all along. Egypt, of course, at one point, some more than a year ago now, or more than 2 years ago now, said they wouldn't go to war on it. But there was one at one point, you know, there was fears that this would happen. So it's complex, and but the Ethiopians are saying we're not going to hang around waiting for and you know, and begging to be able to fill this dam that we built. We're going to do it.
Yeah, and that's our story on Ethiopia, is to push ahead with filling the Blue Nile Dam despite Egyptian and Sudanese protests. And yeah, Egypt is very dependent on that very central water feature. Hey, it's dependent for quite a lot of its economy, because I mean, I remember being in Egypt, it actually also becomes one of the big tourist attractions, because you can actually get on to a boat and do a sort of an overnight float on a boat all the way down and back up again. So it's not only just the economy, but it's tourism also, JJ.
Oh, all sorts of things. I mean, Egypt is effectively built on the Nile, you know, and then it's the flooding. That's the point. You see, the flood comes through and then leaves this very, very fertile silt on which they grow their crops, you know. So it's absolutely central to life in Egypt is the Nile. Now the water will keep coming down, but will, you know, is the flooding not going to happen? Sudan has been less vociferous about it, you know, more kind of let's talk about this on a diplomatic level than Egypt. But I think Egypt, absolutely desperate, has brought in all these other bodies. I mean, they believe that, you know, life itself depends on the Nile for them.
And following the next story on the African continent, insurgents launch violent attack, and that's near the Mozambique's multi-billion-dollar gas project.
Yes, the town of Mocimboa da Praia, it's about 60 kilometers from these gas projects, which are worth $60 billion. Now, that's with where has Total and Exxon, the two big companies, energy companies, they are exploiting this gas. There's still agreements that have to be signed, and the point is that it seems that exploitation is being delayed for various reasons. But the whole issue of Cabo Delgado, they have these insurgents who claim allegiance with Al Qaeda, and have they been particularly brutal, beheading and hanging and killing villagers. So it's been very, very nasty what they've been up to. And the Mozambique authorities, the Mozambique military security has been unable to contain them. And very interesting where these guys are operating. You know, it's mainly near the roads. But it's essentially the villages, local villages or local people, are paying the price for this. And as I say, the inability of the authorities to curb these insurgents is the most worrying thing.
And those are the three stories from the African continent with JJ Cornish this morning. Jean-Jacques, thanks very much, and have a wonderful day.
Thanks to you too, Zane.
There we go, Jean-Jacques Cornish chatting to us about what's happening on the African continent.